So Hustlers, which is very interesting, because since Hustlers premiered at the festival, there has been quite a lot of Oscar buzz about it. People saying, you know, okay, fine, we think that Jennifer Lopez may be in line for an Oscar nomination.
Wow. So that's not a sentence I've ever heard before.
Well, it's an interesting thing because the critical response has been very, I mean, we're pretty early on in the Oscars race. We're in, but you know, it's basically whenever you get Toronto Venice, the starting gun has been fired. So now, any movie that's quite good, people will talk about. So it's a feisty drama which is inspired by a New York Magazine article by Jessica Presler about exotic dancers scamming their stockbroker clients in New York. So Jennifer Lopez plays Ramona, who is a veteran dancer who takes on Destiny, Constance Wu, under her wing and shows her the tricks of the trade, shows her the ropes, shows her at first how to be a dancer that can get the most amount of money out of the clients. Then becomes involved in a scam, basically, which is as the market collapses and everything falls apart, then people find themselves falling upon hard times, money is harder to come by. So she says, look, you know, all these guys, they're all basically crooks anyway. They're kind of the Wolf of Wall Street, but they're all people who have, you know, been scamming the economy for ages. We should take them for everything that they've got. And this involves essentially drugging them and then maxing out their credit cards in what looks like a fairly dangerous scam. Here's a clip.
What if somebody calls the cops?
And says what? I spent $5,000 at a strip club, send help?
No, they won't even know what happened until they check their bank account.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Look, we're not the only ones doing this. How do you think the club stayed in business post-2008? It's a side hustle. Everybody's had to get creative, baby. I know a girl in Queens who did it.
Does she get caught?
No. She sent her two kids to college, and now she lives in Miami, opened up a nail salon.
Exactly.
I do think that line is really good. What are you going to say? I spent $5,000 in a strip club, send help. This is written and directed by Lorraine Scafaria, who made Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. Remember that? Which is that kind of melancholy, pre-apocalyptic rom-com. A very strange movie, a movie that I sort of rather liked. And stylistically, I think the best way of describing it is, and it's hard immediately to imagine this, is that it's a cross between The Wolf of Wall Street, Mike Radford's Dancing at the Blue Iguana, and a more than a touch of Magic Mike. So the central idea is that that these are women who are, you know, having to earn a living by whatever means necessary. They're smart, they're independent, and very much like the Blue Iguana, they are women who are dancers rather than dancers who are women. And the way in which the scam plays out is that the film essentially unfolds in flashback that there is a journalist interviewing the two central characters saying, how did this happen? How did this all come about? And then we sort of, you know, we flash it backwards and forwards, and it's played by Julia Stiles, which is a sort of fairly clumsy and yet also effective narrative technique, which again, I think, ties it into something like Wolf of Wall Street, in which our central character tells you the story as we're going on, kind of does, you know, the Leonardo DiCaprio character does that thing about turning to the camera and explaining it. And this way you do it, that there is a journalist saying, well, what happened then and how does that feel? And you know, how does those two things play together? I think what was really impressive about it, firstly, it's good fun. I mean, it's a very entertaining movie. It's very slick. It does have hints of Soderbergh in some of the direction, and it has a sort of very sort of kinetic feel to it. You do get a sense of the world that it's creating. Secondly, the characters are sort of fully rounded characters who we see with their home lives and their work lives, and we understand them as people who are brought to the point that they need to pull off a heist. Which reminded me, for example, if you think back to a film like Set It Off, which is from the sort of late 90s, which is, you know, these women decide to pull off a bank heist. This is essentially a heist movie that is taking heist movie tropes and, you know, using them to kind of subvert stereotypes and do things that you wouldn't particularly expect it to do. I think Constance Wu is very good as Destiny. The film has a very nice balance between things in it. It's you know, it's a comedy. It's a, you know, it's a kind of, but it also has a certain amount of serious underpinning, and it's played with an awful lot of gusto, an awful lot of bravado, And you really get the sense that, for a start, that Renée Scafaria understands the characters, understands the world, and, you know, wants you to understand the world. But it's in the interaction between them, in when they, you know, when they start cooking up the scam, when they start putting it all together, it is fun. And so I enjoyed it. I thought Jennifer Lopez was very, very good in it. It's a very, very impressive performance. You know, she throws herself into it 100%. And I think it will be a real crowd pleaser. I know I've seen some reviews have been a bit sniffy about it, but I think generally people think it's, you know, it's a very solidly put together, heisty kind of romp with, as I said, a bit of Magic Mike, a bit of Dancing at the Blue Iguana, which is a film that nobody saw. You know, quite a lot of nodding toward Wolf of Wall Street. But I, you know, I have very big problems with Wolf of Wall Street. This is something which is directed by somebody who actually appears to like the company of these characters and want you to understand and invest in their world. And as I said, there is in the back of it this New York Magazine article, which is the starting point, which is the true story behind it, which apparently, I mean, I haven't read the article, but apparently it's not a million miles away from what we see depicted on screen.